time now to get through to our business editor, Giles Beckford, who is in with Ngā Kōrero, Kai Pākehi, the business news. Kia ora, Giles. How are the markets, how did they end the week on Friday?
Kia ora to you, Ingrid. For Wall Street, it was a bit of a mixed Friday, although it was up overall for the week. Semiconductor stocks, they're certainly on a rise at the moment. They were strong. Consumer stocks are looking a bit softer. The upshot was the Dow Jones Index fell 0.8% on Friday. The S&P 500 was down 0.1%. The NASDAQ was up 0.2%. Locally, we had another good session Friday, rising 63 points, about 0.5%, just sniffing under the 12,000 mark on the NZX. New Zealand dollar, 59.9 US cents. Now, that's a four-month low. Would seem to be a combination of a stronger US dollar and those weak NZ growth numbers we saw last week weighing on sentiment. Kiwi also at 91.9 Australian.
And what are you delving into in your main bulletin?
We're looking at the financial roadblocks that are in the way of community housing projects, how perhaps they might be able to get more mainstream finance into them. A big foreign finance firm looks to bring overseas investors into New Zealand. And there's a new app which hopes to give some new life to the metal recycling sector, putting buyers and sellers in touch with each other around the world. All that and the latest from the markets at around 10 to 7.
Lovely. Thank you, Giles. We'll hear from you then.